All right, welcome to the Daily News Update for Tuesday, September 22nd, 2020. And today's segment is brought to you by the Health Ranger store, where, come to think of it, everything we sell is pretty much sold out. So never mind. No, actually, we have expanded the building substantially, and we are stockpiling food supplies there. Just the other day, we had 18 pallets of food coming off a truck. Big rig, and we are gearing up for, you know, the food shortages and so on. So check out what we still have in stock at healthrangerstore.com, and there's much more coming. All right, biowarfare is real. The Chinese communists intentionally unleashed the Frankenstein COVID-19, says a Wuhan scientist. So this is that scientist whistleblower. She's been on with Tucker Carlson. Of course, she's being banned by Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Google, because they all work for China, which is just completely seditious. All those tech giants should be seized and shut down. They are enemies of America. One person telling the truth is this female scientist who worked on the project, and she is blowing the whistle, telling anyone who will listen that this was deliberately engineered as a weapon against humanity, built by the communist Chinese military, and then deliberately released. And this is what we have been reporting since February, by the way. So this is just a confirmation that we are correct, and that the WHO is lying, and that the tech giants are lying and covering up for China. The upshot of this is that because this is an act of war against the United States, this allows Trump to respond in any way he chooses, including through the use of nuclear weapons. Not that we're advocating that, just saying that that's an option that's on the table. But Trump can respond to China in any way he wants, because China already fired the first shot in this global war. Speaking of war, seditious Ocasio-Cortez is now telling her followers to take to the streets to, quote, radicalize and fight, as Trump and the GOP Senate consider Ginsburg's successor to the Supreme Court. So AOC is out there telling everybody to get radical, get crazy, get violent, essentially, to start rioting and burning everything down and attacking people. I mean, she didn't say that directly, but this is what she means. And she, of course, should also be arrested for sedition. Remember how the 14th Amendment requires that she be removed from power, because she is granting aid and comfort to active insurrectionists who are engaged in an illegal insurrection against the United States. AOC must be arrested and removed from the United States Congress, which would, of course, raise the average IQ of the members of Congress who are remaining. She's an actor, don't forget. She's an actor. She has handlers. She's dumb as a rock, but really good at acting and reading scripts. Of course, Joe Biden is also, well, he's not good at reading scripts, but he's trying his best to read the teleprompter. He keeps screwing it up. Next story, Kamala Harris told supporters to post bail for a child rapist. So anytime there's some crazy, insane, violent left-wing criminal, whether they're a murderer or a pedophile or a child rapist, left-wing lunatics like Kamala Harris will go to bat for them, while these same people, like Kamala, attack police and attack conservatives and attack people like Amy Barrett for being a Catholic. So if you love America, if you have morality and ethics, if you support the Constitution or the rule of law, or if you want a peaceful society, you're a bad person now, according to the left. But if you're a rapist, a murderer, an arsonist, a violent rioter, if you attack cops, if you traffic in small children, according to the left, you are a good person. In fact, you are a hero. And your name might appear on football jerseys and an NBA basketball court. And the more violence you've committed, the bigger hero you are to the radical left, especially if you're a person of color. So my God, if you're a child rapist and a murderer who is black, then you're a superhero to the left. This is how insane they have become. Next story, a young man injured by Gardasil is filing a lawsuit against Merck as other cases pile up. He was allegedly damaged by the HPV vaccine and by a specific adjuvant chemical that's put into the vaccine based on aluminum, which causes an inflammatory response, and in some people, it causes hyperinflammation, which leads to neurological damage that, in some cases, is permanent. And so this lawsuit is proceeding. It'll be interesting to see how that moves forward, because I thought that vaccine companies had legal immunity, but maybe that only applies to vaccines on the childhood immunization schedule. We'll see how that case goes. Now, the CDC has pulled new guidelines from its own website that said the coronavirus spreads through the air. So now they say it doesn't spread through the air because the WHO apparently objected. So this means the CDC contradicted the CDC. And according to Facebook, if you contradict the CDC, you are banned from Facebook. Same thing on YouTube and Twitter. So since the CDC contradicted the CDC, doesn't that mean that Facebook should ban the CDC? And also for the rest of us, which version of the CDC are we supposed to be obediently complying with? You know, which psychopathic day of disinformation from the CDC is supposed to be today's truth? And are we supposed to change all of our stories and podcasts and videos every day to try to keep up with the flip-flopping points of view from the WHO or the CDC or the FDA? Because that's what the tech giants are demanding. So it's all insane. And it just goes to show that so-called science is a joke at the CDC and that censorship harms society. All right, speaking of harming society, Nancy Pelosi is still negotiating with U.S. senators, for the most part, about the government bailout money that is still funding people who are sitting at home, not working. Some of them lost their jobs. Some of them are choosing to stay home. Pelosi is now stripping out farm aid and child nutrition provisions from the government funding bill. This is a story on Natural News. Just shows that Nancy Pelosi wants money to bail out Democrat cities and Democrat states that have burned through all of their money, granting welfare and freebies to illegal immigrants and the welfare class that votes Democrat. So, of course, Democrats have run out of money. California is broke. New York is broke. New Jersey's broke. Illinois is broke. Oregon, Washington, broke. And Nancy Pelosi wants federal bailout money for Democrats' bad ideas. No, we should let them fail, because that's how you weed out bad ideas, right? Okay. Government documents reveal that global banks are defying U.S. laundering crackdowns by serving criminals and terrorists. This is an interesting story. These banks, including J.P. Morgan Chase, HSBC, and others, have been laundering money for criminals and terrorists. No, say it isn't so. You mean to tell me that banks will take money to do illegal things? Oh, wow, I've never heard that before. So, you know, it's just business as usual. I mean, obviously, how is the CIA going to fund its operations without dirty banks? You know, all the drug running and all the human trafficking and everything else they're involved in, the blackmail operations, the bribery, the kickbacks, the kidnap and ransom operations. Yeah, it's all dirty banks laundering money internationally. And gosh, now we have a report that says that's happening. Why are we not surprised? All right, in other news, a Black Lives Matter supporter shoots dead three innocent people at a bar in Louisville, Kentucky. So this BLM supporter walks in and just opens fire, shoots people. That's Black Lives Matter for you. This is a 33-year-old African-American man who carried out the shooting. No surprise there, because the media is whipping them up and the celebrities from sports are whipping them up and calling for violence, especially violence against white people and cops. All right, there's an interesting story we have about how Ruth Bader Ginsburg was an intellectually dishonest enemy of the Constitution because she lied in her arguments. She misrepresented the facts on purpose. She was a demon there to make sure that tens of millions of children were murdered while the American Republic was dismantled piece by piece. Next story, Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates do have ties to the COVID-19 vaccine manufacturer Moderna. So yes, they're all in it together. And by the way, colleges and universities that deny students First Amendment rights will no longer receive federal grant money. There we go. So if they crush the ability of conservative students to speak on campus, then they won't get federal money. It's about time that we put that into place. Got another interesting story about Ginsburg. I actually came up with this headline myself. Ginsburg died peacefully unlike the tens of millions of babies whose violent murder she advocated. That story by Ethan Huff on Natural News just points out that Ginsburg, even though she condemned millions of other human beings, including female infants, she condemned them to die horrible, painful, violent deaths at the hands of abortionists, but she, Ginsburg, was allowed to die in peace without being stabbed in the neck with scalpels. Wow. So she's pretty lucky and also pretty vicious. So this is the way liberals are. As long as they're okay, they don't care how many other people they kill and how much suffering and pain they cause around the world. They're just evil demons. And now she is in hell, probably being aborted over and over again. Satan's stabbing pincushion. I don't know, but she's probably a model citizen in hell, doing all the bidding of Satan there. And by the way, a couple of final stories here. Trump derangement syndrome is turning Democrats from vaccine advocates into anti-vaxxers. So now suddenly they don't like vaccines if Trump is behind them. This is so hilarious. And since big tech is supposed to ban all anti-vaxxers, how come they're not banning Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and all these other Democrats who are saying they don't trust the vaccine safety anymore because Trump is pushing them? Now, of course, I don't trust the vaccines either, but Trump, we believe, is using the vaccine issue as a cover to position military troops all across the country in preparation for the insurrection that will likely begin right after the election. And I've posted that story yesterday in case you missed it. Also, by the way, in case you missed it yesterday, check out my story. The DOJ declares Seattle, Portland, and New York to be anarchist zones. And this, we believe, is setting things up for mass arrests of Democrat mayors and governors and even state legislators who have taken part in the insurrection against the United States of America. So this is really what's going on. Now, there's a new video I've posted at prepwithmike.com. This is how to choose the right rifle reticle for every situation. That's a very good video. If you've got a rifle of any kind, you're going to want to get the right reticle for it. This shows how to do it, how to choose reticles, whether it's a ballistic reticle or a mil dot reticle, or just a circle red dot reticle. A couple of different ideas there for you. Make sure you get the right glass for your rifle. Again, that's at prepwithmike.com. And that's it for the news brief today. Be sure to check out and follow my channel at brighteon.social. You can join up there. My username is @healthranger. And I am posting during the day and during the evening all the way up until about midnight every day. And I got to tell you, a lot of other users there like John Dolph and Z Golden Report and others are posting some really good stuff throughout the day. Tons of breaking news. Even we are getting some story tips by monitoring the feed. So if you want to suggest some stories to us, one of the ways you can do that is join brighteon.social and start posting news tips there. And we'll probably see that. We may pick it up and cover that story. So thank you for listening. Check out more daily news updates at brighteon.com. This is Mike Adams for naturalnews.com.